pull up. Can we make it? Make it work. All right, so people, how going? Welcome back to another installment of Voice of the Streets podcast featuring Dan Biggs. Yo, Dan Biggs, people, I want to find you, you know, first episode was a good look.
Yeah. I swear. First episode was a good look, man. Holy pa people are shout, man, thing, and some people like come have to say something, like come have to say, but I just say it, but I just speak my truth. You understand? One Dan Biggs and a Dan Biggs, you know?
Definitely. People, like me say, if I get it from the first episode, when I get it now, bro, we just going to speak with mine. Cause I'm tired of the sugar coating and something in a dance hall. Dance hall in dire need of some help right now. You know what I mean? Which kind of bring us to the topic today, which is the state of dance hall. Biggs, you feel like say your dance hall grow since the 90s? Me have my answer, but I love to hear your answer still as a man in the streets.
Dancehall grow in some aspects, as in accessibility to dancehall grow. You understand what I say? But the art form itself, me not think it grow. Me not think it grow, because if you're going to the club them, if you listen to the TV track them, soundtrack them,
yeah,
still 90s dancehall I play. You understand? I still see them Shaggy, Sean Paul. You know what I mean? So dancehall in itself as an art form hasn't grown, and that is in part because of the infrastructure.
But I would say still enough. Dancehall artists them now make the most money ever than before. Cause back in the days, people did not do it for like the real genuine love of dancehall. There wasn't even no payment involved. And matter of fact, most of them not even own all the masters, publishing all of that. The business was so lacking in knowledge. But right now, everybody have a Vivo, everybody have a DistroKid distribution. Payments are coming, because we can see, based upon the dress code, the vehicle type, and them something that we know, so the young youth, they will make some money these days. But you see, on a grand scale, the industry itself.
Yeah, you find, the artists itself, artists themselves now, they might get more of the currency. Mm. But money was still being made from them time. It's just that but the money I got to the label them.
That's true.
You understand? Mm. So the artists, they used to get the tricklings. No, because the artist directly in contact with him audience, he might eat him food now. You understand? But you have to understand also, music, the dancehall thing, different from just a music versus music business in a mind, bro. You understand?
But I think so, that's the thing where it kind of distract the people, because, yeah, money are coming and it goes straight. There's no more middleman, there's no more gatekeeper. Some might say that is a good look. But it kind of make people feel like, say, yeah, there's growth just because individuals are eat food. But you said the industry itself, it's stuck since the 90s.
Let me tell you something. You know, like, oh, from a economic or from a educational standpoint, the culture, the country go through what you call brain drain. You understand?
Yeah.
Dancer go through a form of brain drain as well in a mind, bro. Because you find, say, most of the producers, most of the artists, them who get the bus, they migrate after a while. You understand?
And we can't knock them feet. Big up to Steven.
Steve have to look it. And Steve alone do it. A whole heap of artists now in the house of Jamaica, man. Them have a place of Florida and them thing, man.
Yeah.
You understand? Remember the market just a go back where they are too.
Mm-hmm.
Conscience when them get their own acting. Whole heap of man. Sham. Whole heap of man, bro. Lift up from yard. Shaggy them. You understand? So
but I feel like, say, yo, I feel like, you know, the problem with, yo, Jamaica have a nastiness about them. I'm Jamaican as well, so I feel like I'm reserved the right for say that, yo. Jamaican, the audience on the whole, them have a nastiness about them where them hop too much, bro. Them not supportive for long term. Bro, if you act like fire right now, scorching, I hear the man, and I get the full 100 for the support. But you see, as soon as a new person pop up, it's like them just dibble-dabble too much, yo. Like, I understand that. Yo, and it's something where you can't maintain a consistent career in a dancehall. It's like you have to go further out, cross the waters to make it really.
Yeah, but not lack only of support. That, bro. Them a feed the masses in a mind, bro, because there's no market for that anymore. People attention span. TikTok ruined the attention span of people in a bro.
Yo.
Straight up.
Internet for the whole, but
and then brain gone in a bro.
Mm-hmm.
You get me, I say? So therefore, if there's no demand for it, why are you going to do it? You have to either do it for the love. When last you hear a reggae song, it? Because reggae is soulful music where you need to listen to the song, my lad. But now do that again.
But now do that again.
Attention, man. Shot value.
Glad I mentioned that, you know, because we asked the question if dancehall grew since the 90s. But me feel like the dancehall soon be extinct. Why am I say that, bro? Like, the sound of dancehall completely changed to something where a hip-hop me a hear. Them call it trap, them call it whatever. Mm-hmm. Yo, right now, you know, you see the young youth them nowadays, me can tell say, for them influencer come directly from Lil Wayne and them and Lil Baby and them and then you see the dress code, you see the sound, you hear all craft that the youth there right now, you can tell 100% say, oh, I just want young Lil Wayne that. You see me? Then the man is not influenced by no dancehall artist, because who's really the dancehall artist we look up to? If you say, all right, dress code, mannerism, all of them something that you can tell us that the youth them look to overseas, US.
But look at now, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not dead anymore. Back in the day, when you see a Shabba forward out, when you see a Capitan go up on stage, you look forward to not only what am I going to do, but the suit, the image of the artist. Remember say Killer make NC say like nothing, bro. Image is a cruel thing in a dancehall music, you know. Image are one of the most important. Image, style of it. I really have to say that.
Yeah, we know you have to. Yeah, interesting. It's all good. But yeah,
I don't know. But Biggs, facts, bro. Image.
No, I agree with the car. You know, say this morning, I think about the topic. I say, yo, I want to think about some points and get it together. I say, Bomba, you know, say, yo, it's a package deal. Yo, even people like Carlene, dancehall queen, all of them look at something that play an important part why the 90s was just it, isn't it? Early 2000s, because what, you're coming to the party, you see Mesh Marina, isn't it? You see certain dress code, but now we might not talk about Amiri Atan Gucci and Amiri recipe on the Gucci and something here, the man them sing about, the man them not sing about Mesh Marina and Clarks and them something, yo, which is really full culture still.
Our culture, bro.
Yeah.
The last, all right, look on it now. And this is a fact what we are dealing with now, see?
Yeah.
Dancehall music derived from dancehall culture, which derived from dancehall itself. So you have to understand dancehall as an event. You see, dancehall, when you see a man keep a dance, bro, see? Yeah. An artist get inspiration before him left him yard, you know?
Mm.
And if you get to me, I say, when you hear the sound I play, when you see the people them are forward in, when you see say, yo, you're there at the gate, the anticipation will build up for you, get inside of that dance in a mile, bro. But that not happen again. No party now, no real party now. Brother, you remember when you grew up, you have Teen Splash, you have Island Explosion, you have GT Taylor Show, you have Campfire, what you have...
Fully loaded.
There's so many parts, bro.
Mm.
So many things with dance, but dance hall now no reside in the dance again. Dance hall now reside online. You get me?
I agree.
Therefore, them are feed the online masses and them attention span, bro. It's like a bird brain business, brother.
Yeah, it's like say, yo, we are follow from people, we are follow from we. It's just like a beer. You don't even know the originator no more because we are pulled to the US market and the US market are pulled from us for them inspiration. Yeah. So it does look like a big chaotic. Even Afrobeats, you know, I say I suffer from the same thing, you know, the sound of Afrobeats are change up, it start turning to R&B right now.
Yeah.
And to me,
yeah,
that I'm madness sure, is because we look upon US market with such a high value. It's like we just belittle ourselves and we have a real power now. We have a real vibe in a Jamaica kind of dog. Like,
you know, we have the flavor.
Oh, we have the flavor. Facts.
Let me tell you something. You can't all y'all talk about this and that. People with high blood pressure, them still don't want to cook without salt.
No matter what kill them, dog. Have to kill them.
Make a little something that a little sprinkle there. And we have that, brother.
Yeah, come and see.
The fashion. And we have that. Remember, say, Bogle. When I see Mr. Waki step out and go leather suit and big boot, and ramp with him.
Facts.
Them time that when I see being there, I go something, say, you see the big 3-4 coat. When I see Ellie, remember, say, Ellie tell us, say, yo, image is everything, Terrace is nothing.
Yo, the man they put
Ellie up on a stage and nearly drop down.
Brother, the man they put the entire booking fee on the dress code, you know. Dress code of right in the dog. Real artists, them do that. No man now walk out in a t-shirt and pants, the weird dog about here and them something, dog. What am I going with?
You know, the culture you used to have, like, all. What name? Balashan. I don't remember what them name, but he used to have some designer where them pants were clothes. You see me? And then you see Ramesh coming. I remember saying clothes and design Ramesh use and getting at the industry. You know?
Yeah. He was the man.
Ramesh used to design for whole heap of artists, whole heap of singer and everything, and get him foot. So may I show you how dancehall powerful, you know. You understand what I say? No, Ramesh are one of the biggest entertainment house them, brother.
Yo, I feel like we don't believe in our own natural resource in the dog. Yo, Mr. Sean Paul responds for some of the biggest hits them boy. Baby Boy and them something with Beyonce. Some of our biggest hits them. Mm-hmm. And a raw, authentic. No, he man dilute the thing or nothing. So we know say straight pato. Yeah, people are gonna say, yo, The problem what we have with dancehall is that people can't understand. I feel like a nonsense that, because you don't even need to understand, bro. I just the vibe and the energy where the dog them put on.
When Burna Boy go out there,
last.
Facts.
10% of that song, I mean, you know, in the dog. You see me?
Brother, when Burna Boy go out there, them not understand a Burna Boy, I say, bro. Me, I tell you.
Yeah.
Them not understand a Burna Boy, I say. But what? He must say it.
So that I think that, you saw, it's like the man them not believe, you know. I'm going to bring it back to craft right now, because I'm going to see, even them, yo, big up to the young youth, when I fight young youth boy, yeah. But yo, the man them do some damaging things to dancehall right now. I'm going to see everybody lay back and not say a word, you know, bro. Which is something we'll fight all along. For even get Spotify for come to Jamaica, Apple Music and them something there. It was a fight because of a copyright issue. Me don't know if you hear what the young boy, them do know, them sample every American song, you know. Listen to all the craft song name, Blicky.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys start that, you know. I'm ready, you know. I mean, no, that no get clear, no. I know enough. That no get
right
clear.
Right away, no, man. Dash your theme, one, no.
Him dash your whole of theme rights, and even know, say, yo, the man, them still gonna wait until them know you make enough money, no, dog. And yeah. And something I see is an infestation going on right now of copyright. Yeah. All of the artists, them now, listen to them intro. Them a sample from some big artist, and I know, say, no get cleared. I mean, I said that can damage dance up on a wall where Spotify just say, yo, you what? Delete everything until all of this clean up. You see me? So everybody gonna suffer from that.
Please. Nobody now take the time. That's why label them used to make so much money, and them people left them up for make so much money. The reason being, bro, nobody now take the time out for learn the business again.
It's a cash grab.
You know, all me learn about copyright, bro. I mean, I talk about just musical copyright. I talk about copyright in general.
Yeah, where go?
The cheapest and easiest way for copyright. Copyright is basically you show your ownership, you know.
Mm.
But you need a date and time stamp on your ownership. You see, if me was, I mean, I teach them like a young youth or something. You see, if me build a mixtape,
yeah,
all me need for that go to Canada Post, you know, and package that mixtape, get a stamp, which would have shown me the date and time of that mixtape.
Yeah, poor man, them call it the poor man copyright, you know. We used to do it back in Jamaica, you know, okay, with, you know, CD. Yeah, man, we just mail it to yourself, man.
Mail it to yourself, brother.
Yeah, mail it to yourself, you get it back, and that is, you know, if you open it. You open it when I last whole time.
That is a form of ownership of copyright. If you can't afford it, me I tell you that.
But it's like them not understand. To me, it's like them not to understand the seriousness of copyright, where you will lose your whole entire fortune and your kids' fortune because you attack from other people. Yo, we like
permission.
We like ball out, you know. We know about Flower Gun with Miley Cyrus, you know. You get a bag of money. So much money, you can't even talk. How much money? Yeah, you get a bag of money. But in the know, say, yo, it's like they don't realize it can work in reverse. Where yeah, the foreign artists them can clout we fear sample the people them things.
The other day, the man them a clout Flavor McGregor and I say, yo, Flavor up them masters and Flavor up this and Flavor up that. Brother, I don't know if you read on that sign, man.
True.
A simple thing, you know.
Yo, you say you don't blame no man with saying something with detrimental to themselves.
Yeah. Then if you want to sign with everything, let me tell you something, brother. Nothing in life no free. Nothing in life no free.
Which brings me to an important topic now, yo. You feel like gatekeeping is necessary? Because really and truly, you know, yo, a lot of people when we see a boss right now, some unknown man, quick and fast, a million views. Do they have talent? It's kind of questionable. We don't say, do they have gatekeeper, the man that can't even get to sweep up all the studio yard, much less for your advice.
Sweep up, bitch, brother. Listen to me. See, if I go to Jamaica now,
yeah.
I'm going to pull up all the studio, them look, and them say, oh, Dan Biggs.
Yeah.
And them fly the gate. You see me? You have some little man, usually go to the studio, bro, and see some man. Stand up at the gate, and I wait for you go in. You see, tour time, when I'll road I do, when we say we do road, Shaggy I wave at the road, and the bus them line up at them time with some of them man they get for coming at the yard.
Judge.
Brother, when rhythm drop, and you see a producer go sub and say, all right, brother, me I fall from an era where you have a 2-3 producer and beat me kind of one studio, you know.
Mm.
You see me? And you have small studio, big studio, where small studio writing, big studio recording, and you have live band studio. One artist run this, the next artist run this, the next artist run this. Everybody I try find a hit mine, bro. And an artist, you get another artist, a two word, so you don't come out of that studio there. Get your split sheet. How you are ramped with? Remember me, they said the word and another song there, you know. How you are ramped with?
So, all right, you, bro. Come here, try to get where I say you. All right, you feel like gatekeeping is necessary? Because if you look on this, you know, I want a career created where when was a career lacking in Jamaica, opportunities lacking in Jamaica,
gatekeeping
right?
Gatekeeping necessary to some extent, my bro, because the gatekeepers have the knowledge. Them have the knowledge and them have the avenues in which the younger youth them for drive. You get me?
So because you You would have said,
even
all right.
Even if a youth have talent, even if a youth have talent, him na must bus. You feel like both of the fastest man in the world? You have a brother somewhere on part of Africa, we're going to fast on him. But him na get the exposure there.
He get the exposure. When you get the right person for him, groom and nurture the talent talk. You have to big up to a bold coach, you know. Bro, but really groom him.
But all right, so that's why I try to show you, it's a gatekeeper necessary to some extent. Yo, bro, nobody now work in a single again, you know. You know what I mean? Nobody now work in a single again. Nobody now work in a single
no,
again.
Big up to TJ still. I have to go back to TJ.
TJ still. Work theme song.
I work theme right now.
The last artist when I see work I sang up before TJ was Cranium. Tour down the whole place for free.
So, you all right, because we want to get controversial right now, because we need to sugarcoat. Wouldn't you say, because me would have said, the young youth, them only would have said, gatekeeper, if gatekeeper did about, they would have never bust. But them save dancer for 2023. The young youth, them save dancer for 2023. The craft, them, the Valiant are raw talents, but him still included as young youth.
Yeah, Valiant are different talent, bro.
Yeah, we know him a raw talent, but the Mali than them, you have one for young youth to save.
Valiant love music, you know.
We see it.
Valiant love music, you know. So you can't sleep on Valiant, man. I tell you, Valiant can be a force to reckon with inner dancehall music.
Mm-hmm.
You see me? Let me tell you something. You see, as an artist, have a whole heap of things to them when people can't understand, I will never understand. You see, confidence for artists have to have. Remember, say, me see Valiant say with him, the man say, yo, me ugly, I'm knowing him, man. But me, I catch you at the same way.
No, he's a superstar, no. I don't even talk about it. We need to go in depth more upon a part, you know, because we need to find out who really going to take dancehall to the next level. But I definitely include Valiant, right. You know that.
Look upon Valiant now. Valiant, what Valiant need, what Valiant, it's like how Khalid did forward under a big collab there.
Mm.
You need to squeeze in a Valiant somewhere up there. So you know why? And time now.
But you know, so honestly, to me, Valiant kind of decline right now. I feel like the song them needs some more substance. Nah, not a G, but. Yo, the song them start sound like, because I'm not called so much songs so quick, I feel like him need to start write the song them more and stop like just going to studio and home, man. And everybody a cartel and everybody can do that something there. Yeah, we can see that more and more the people a shift from him and I go to some other places. Isn't
yeah,
me?
That is true. But him have the ears of the people them now on a level still.
Yeah, but me I say, yo, we are calling him too. A man like Najiri, bro. If there was a gatekeeper that answer, Najiri will never get studio time.
Well, that is true.
Yes, if Pantos and Tantier and them something that would have never get no studio time. Someone would have just have to sweep up a yard.
And if some of them would have really pay studio time too.
True.
You see me?
So can a man like Najiri, a sound like Najiri, a style like Najiri, take dancehall to a next level? You see me? When I knock you out, make up your damn self and everything, your style or original. But you feel like that beneficial to dancehall? Because dancehall will really care about when they care about man pocket.
I don't feel like it beneficial to dance hall, in all honesty, my bro. Big man thing.
Yeah?
You know me, I can tell you the truth.
But you know, so we say, all right, so we say, we hear Skilly Bang, wap, wap, wap. When that just fall out, you know, people say, where is that? What is Skilly Bang fall
people still
out.
Say that, man. People still say that. You know that, too.
Yeah, but I'm one of the biggest.
Still say madness.
One of the biggest dance hall song. You see me? So it's like, say, who are we still for judge? Some of the time.
Yo,
you see me?
Is one of the biggest dance hall slang or song?
I don't really think nobody's a wap wap. Song. That's a song. What you say? What's it, Nikki?
That's what I just had one of the big moments then, but it not really the song itself. Well, I don't know. People sing it still in a bro. So I don't know.
Yeah, the thing cross like all the way to the international. We see people in the club. We not go on in the club, bro. It go. So we know say it's a song where the people really like, gravitate to because it's easy. It is if you understand and it actually have the group. Synergy the way everybody can start say wap 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 in a club and it just work. So it's we don't even know.
So all right, so always watch this now. Make we get a little more in depth because I have something more to talk to you about.
Got you.
Stage presence in a dance hall. Stage presence, performance. What you think?
The biggest performer we have right now, the biggest stage presence amongst the young crap, when I say Ajashi. Overall, everybody else that does non-existent, but I even say.
Just mumbling.
It's just freestyle for
so
the stage.
So we are saying that the young generation, them though, Joshy are the young performer.
Yeah, Joshy are the man. Right, like, yo, me hear the man belt out some type of vocal range live. Yeah. And me can say, yo, that you to have it, dog. Breath control, all of that. The emotion, too. The way him get the audience to connect with pain. Where I say. The pain, where I emote and thing. Joshy. And Silk Boss have it too, you know. Joshy and Silk Boss.
The rap, but Silk Boss are a wicked composer too, you know that?
Yeah.
our wicked composer, and you know, yo, Silk Boss Camp, yo, you see if them youth, they just understand themselves and understand business. Silk Boss, you write some big song for some boy or two, you know?
Yeah, but this is the dog around Valiant. I wonder if him could have, I don't know what I go on more times still.
Yeah, I do a thing with Valiant, but let me tell you something. Silk Boss, you know, sir, you want the truth, bro?
Got a truth? Well, we're talking about speaking forever. Yo,
you see, like, Shay, you know, you're going to have some artists where them impact behind the scenes can be greater than them impact in front of the camera as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm
saying? Mm-hmm.
Good. So, some of them don't understand, so them can earn more money being composers, writers, and them thing there, you know, bro, than actually just going up on a stage, you know?
Yeah, because we know so Shay no response for enough hits, boy, from other people. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yannick, our biggest song to date.
Them, man.
Yeah, Yannick, Curvy Diva, biggest song to date. Shay no. What if I move out of tracks and what if I something? Yeah, but everybody want the limelight, bro. You see me? So,
right.
And like overseas, where I don't even feel like most of the young youth, them know, say, yo, there's actual revenue to be made from writing still.
Yeah, man, there's all heap of money. Them don't know that. Them don't know that. That's where them creative rights come from and them royalties and them thing, then, my bro.
Yeah.
But them don't understand. That's why I'm going to show you, so is the infrastructure not there, bro. A full time now we have, what I say, real infrastructure, like people can go sit down and learn dance hall.
So wouldn't you blame like, people like Bunty and Sean Paul, them? Wouldn't you blame them? Me blame them definitely, though, yo.
No,
like Bunty, especially.
I tell you why I not blame them.
Yo, Bunty, if you have a weed, the best. What do you mean you not blame? Me or your opinion?
Yeah. Me, I tell you why I not blame them.
Yeah, why?
Remember, you talk about an artist who usually sell figgery. And to where they know. Killer mentor 90% of dance hall, you know. All if them know, I admit it. The whole of them follow killer style.
But that's what I say, him supposed to be the man. He are the one for doing it in
a
yo.
The man and him should have created the infrastructure, but killer members of man, when I say I come from figgery, you have to understand the mindset. Killer just reached a stage, and I'm well, not just, but for the latter part of his career now, you see killer reach a stage where he can say, yo, listen to me, at this and that for you go on and start teach. Because remember, you know, once a man, twice a child. So killer, I just being in a really act like say yo.
Yo, you know, so them man, but them man, don't want teaching, bro. Them man, want the, yo. Them need to sign them, so they know say yo. Them obligated by a contract for do certain things. Overseas, right. You know, overseas where it work, you know. You see when you sign on the label, say bro, you know, so we are put up on the podcast, say man, you better make sure you show up, you know. Yo, we are put up on good man in America and certain things. Them man nowadays, them not abide by no other.
You make a good point, but look upon this now. May I tell you why? May I go back to defending killer again, you know, bro? May I tell you this now? Look upon Rock Nation.
Mm.
Rock Nation saying DM dash them say yo, Jay-Z, CEO. See? You have to understand, bro. Killer not get the run there for be the CEO there for the Rock Nation there.
Nah, fam. Alliance?
Bro, Alliance can't come. Alliance is a the man that tell us that some friend group up and link
exactly
up and a
that that's a match every tell us yo, the man
they
boss
take it as a business.
Yo, the man put out all scare them crew and assign scare them crew in a sign elephant, bro.
That is it.
So that's a message.
Him with that triple. Remember say Ellie have the big house up a hill, brother.
I'm if you tell him.
Killer that piece of that, you know.
Ellie go all the way to bad boys, sign to bad boys in the man. Ellie go all the way in the dog. So
killer story,
right now to me. Right now to me. To me, no, all cartel revenue right now, killer so that I get a percentage of that, bro. What friend think I go in a business?
Well, and when you killer say that, as you as that cartel, man, when you say that, be glad you say it.
No, Fox, man.
Be glad you say it.
You can't have them food up on the table just left. Just
killer bro. Killer response fi. Cartel, Movado, Busy Signal, Bling Dog, Kaleida them, Flex them, Chase Cross them.
Look, man,
that,
bro.
All of them. Come under one Alliance umbrella. All of them follow killer and follow the pattern, bro.
But that mess that big. That's a label right there. No? A label that's another.
One Jamaican artist will be in the bus.
Saga.
Just tell me one. No?
Nah, but I don't know. My girl name and name, dude. Dude. I joke about it, dog. Like, we don't be the man selfish. Yeah, be the man.
That's a show. I mean, this is King Nida because also, being it birth a whole generation with T.I. them and Rick Ross and them youth that to still, you know.
Yeah, them first major hit, Gorilla Blacks and some people, them. Yeah.
But that's what me I say. You give them the man that is strength. One to the man, and call Lang Zoom J and the rest of the man, them did that try. And now my boy, the way to ride for them. What do you name? Swear.
Man, make Zoom G have tunnel. Soldier, dog. No money now.
Me, I tell you, Dada D, man.
Yeah.
Same doctor that said Dada D, man.
Sometimes I say we have to blame them. The 90s people, me, yeah, was the best right. Era. So, we have to blame them.
You can't blame Killer and Beanie alone without blame Junior Gang too, you know. Although Gangzilla, my artist, you know.
But them man, they keep it like for them empire more in their family still. They're not really double outside of them family. Riz. I just said they should double outside of the family.
Wiz, you see when you got rich?
Yeah.
And you got grow? You one can't grow. Try make all of your bridging them in your circle grow to car. You see if you not do that?
Yeah.
Bad man go set in.
Stuck.
You see if Beanie did carry up couple man where. Remember say at that hour, you see all toddler and them man they still a war over. Crumbs in a brother.
Mm.
The man them not set like how them supposed to set. Look upon Kevin Hart when Kevin Hart do a production.
Yeah.
You have the what them call them? Paper cup boys or plastic cup boys or whatever. Yeah. All of them rich. When Kevin Hart buy one car and buy seven.
Business that.
All of them rich, bro. I'm a business move with him friend them. Too much of that go on a dancer or just sit down and link up and give her strength. Me not give her no strength.
A true man, a paperwork, man.
Paperwork, me I deal with, brother.
I show that. So, but the man never blame the young youth, them not like say the young youth.
Oh, you fix, blame the young youth, them are you not teach them what to do.
Right, and you create a big ass mess for them clean up. You see me? It's sloppy right now. So me hear people say, yo, praise the 90s and say 90s was the best era, but yo, and them freak up the business to the point where yo the man never start from scratch right now, you know. You know things say yo.
90s was the best era because 90s was the era that was managed and directed. Understand that 90s. None of them 90s artists they never have a clue what them are do at the time. They never know what them are do. Just like how them young youth don't know what them are do. Then I ask you, Masika never know same what so great. But him believe in himself and Masika have a management team around him now.
I'm feel like Masika gonna do it because the first thing he dog do is build a studio. First song Masika come out of the studio, it was a hit song, Promise, with some of the top dog them from a genocide. So we know say yo, once him really put theme foot. Right way over, so I feel like I'm gonna drop two of them money still, you know, because Masika.
All right.
Yo, like, don't mess up, like, Beanie Man shouldn't even out in a game now, try competing.
Beanie should have a studio with 5-6 artists.
Yeah.
And a label where when Kanye them want to come to Jamaica, Beanie should have said, yo, I come stay at my hotel. Where?
Dog them, nah, I think smart, like,
brother, the man never set up infrastructure, bro. Me, I tell you this, you know. You see, when they're in New York, you got a studio, you have room for sleep, you know.
Structured. Rampant, it's structured. Dance hall is freestyle.
Dub plate studio, a foreign and dub plate studio. One dub plate studio there at Jamaica right now. Friends for real.
Big up to friends for real. Yeah, man, for real.
Them bro, you need them thing there, bro. Dub plate and them thing that them thing they'll build dance hall, bro.
If it wasn't for dub plate, no for them and them dead feel hungry. No?
Brother.
Listen dead feel hungry, no, yo.
Yeah, alright, you think Ramesha you that remember when Ramesha tried to get out Sensia and TJ where him do? $100 dub, man. Right now, if TJ ever tell me about $100, don't be say 15 a morning.
Yo, I'm like a segue there, you know, because I need to talk about Shensia too, you know, because she's a part of the industry. So, I'm going to say part of the problem too. I don't know if a mismanagement or she just stubborn. First of all, I'm going to ask you, now, your opinion, if you like Shensia talented or is just like a real plant. Somebody that's an industry plant, a nice, well-produced product.
Nice little sexy thing.
Yeah, what would you say? We can start off this. And this we can determine the heights where she can go, you know. What you say? Is Shensia like raw talent?
Shensia talented, my bro, but Shensia is marketed not for talent but sex appeal. Yeah, forget it.
Damn. But on a fair fall, she look good.
if she look good?
Nah, but yo, everybody yeah, it is. We can't blame her where she's.
Plus she a freak, bro. Plus she a freak. So no man now I really hear what you have to say. I see me want to see her.
So you say, yo, talent, is the talent there? In your opinion.
Yeah, man, I talented, man. She have good vocals, man. I see she do something, she can sing. And when I see so far, she can do all the writing and thing.
Yeah.
But I think them not really focused on the musical aspect of Shensia, my bro. I'm more like the sex appeal. Because if I listen to most of her song, them, but I will be licking and this and that and all sort of something.
That's a fact still. But from the management change, go on. It was a downhill from there. Come and feel like when Ramesh did it, they have her on the ground still. But they see
yeah,
like Shabil Anthem.
Listen. Yeah. No, which part Shensia had the shine of the diamond in the rough, you know. So you see the energy of Ramesh should have pushed in a Shensia. Well.
Nah, but the handover will go up. Yo, I feel like these people too busy to try to chase international. Them so blinded by international to the point where they want to sound international. Like, say, them born a foreign. And that's how much of everything.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, even that's what I'm saying. 90%. All right. You have that old talent. Shensia, Aishana. No Aishana. Comparison at the center.
Aishana, talented still, you know?
Yeah, I'm mad, man.
Nah, bro, yo, you walk up to me say Aishana which talented. Yo,
compared to Shensia?
Yes, Aishana stage performance. I want the Shensia get good pump performance. Aishana bad pump on stage long time. You don't believe that? We talk about Aishana gimmicks.
Aishana bad pump, all heap of things, man. She bad, man. She bad.
Yo, if you like say things, yo, if you like something, see problem with Jamaica, yo. You see the ladies them. But then if I cast them, I try to look too sexy. So you just distracting to the point of, you know why you're not known to them out.
Yeah.
It's like somebody ever focus for the talent part.
We just look upon them.
Because them would, ladies, them would want to make it look like say a man require them to dress certain type of way upon stage. No. I would have them choose to. You see me?
I go look.
All right. Say, come like say, them.
I know, I shine a sexy bad too, you know?
They come like a them, put them career in a box then, where people just want to hear them for who them there with. The Pangea Kingdom right now. She in the news more for who she asleep with, you know?
But the Jada Kingdom had to. All right. So look upon it now. Jada have talent too, you know?
Yeah, one of the most talented out of the bunch.
Jay have too much personal thing I go on. She toxic though, and then, you understand?
Yeah. So that's the message of the ladies them right now. If you're looking at dancehall for 2023, empty. Like the female them, non-existent, bro. Like,
bro, but you know what? It's not easy to, you know, I forgot, I dial back. Because I would have never beat Aishana. I would have never beat one of dancehall. No, I can love all of them, but listen me, bro. It's not easy for them either, you know? Listen me, Wiz, and listen carefully.
Yeah.
You can count by your one hand how much female artists really make it, you know?
No, but when they make
it... All right, ask you something.
Look, Pampacha.
Tanya Stevens. Bad talented artist. Yeah, but...
Bro, for your personalities, lock Wally Padour still. Tanya Stevens, yo, nah, bro.
But me talk about talent.
Yeah, but talent not get to everywhere. You have to make certain business deal and go to certain rooms and even kiss ass. So why for that still what our business go?
That's why you like Aishana? Can I show you them thing there?
Oh my God, I left.
Brother, that me and talk about. No, them girl in the dance hall space. Nice, bro. Yo, me personally, if me book a show, book a stage show, you're right. Performance-wise, stage-wise, it's going to be... Like, you'd have a spice, a stacious. You see me?
Stacious bad too.
Stacious miserable.
Yeah, man,
you'd have a spice, a stacious. But if you want pull some crowd and get some girl to sing along to, you can't still work with them, brother. Aishana, nothing wrong with her.
Nothing wrong with her. But what may I say? Shensia.
Just a talented like Shensia. But Shensia can sing. Shensia can dance. The amount of things Shensia can do, brother. And look at tattoo them her uncle sexy to me. Like it.
But she not going away. Like me, I say, bro, she in place. She in the position right now to take it to the Sean Paul heights. But it's like she decides, say, she done with the grung. I mean, feel like she's smartness no, or still look at Shensia can't find a...
No.
No, what are the dad bigs?
I agree with you.
No, what are the dad bigs? Shensia can't find a hit song right now for burn up the grung because the business changed, the music changed. Them young boy, they pop up right now. Shensia can't find an anthem for you girl them right now. So it's like she tell herself, say, all right, so I'm going to transition to hip-hop. The R&B sound. But she... It's like Shensia don't have a place in this world no more because hip-hop R&B not going away. She not going to find a hit song there so either. And lick on them something not going away. So it's like she lost nice ass right now.
I agree with that to some extent because Shensia, that's what I try to tell you, bro. She's not marketed for her talent. She marketed upon a sexual appeal based. And deviant, which is the word licking this and that and whatever, that used to be a thing where people say what, but nowadays, bro, like
everywhere that there, that's not a shock value no more.
That not a shock value no more. No matter what she says, that not a shock value no more. So me get what you say. The reason why me I say yo, bro, you have to look upon it. You can't to beat the woman then because listen me, she have the same playing for you, Sean Paul. You know?
What you mean?
All right.
What you mean?
No, bro. Listen up, man. Me talking, brother. Listen. If you sit down in a studio and them want to compose a song, if them take 5 words from Shensia, them gonna take 20 from Sean Paul. Just for the fact that she's a woman, bro. The woman them get some real beating. You have someone real talent, boy, you know?
But
I have someone who no talent, you know? All right,
so I'm gonna look on the hip hop side. Look on the hip hop side to it right now. Right now it's a female dominated game, you know? You have the gorilla, them, Glorilla. You have Sexy Red. You have the Where you wonder where they would Puffy here? Ice Spice.
Or for them thing Cardi highly B. sexual too, bro. For them thing highly sexual.
Yeah, but over there, them have a space for themselves. Them carve a lane for themselves. But in a dance hall, it seemed like the ladies, them just non-existent. From Macadam and them drop off of the thing, it just done there, so.
Man, so why is that? Drop off of the thing, star.
No, she put in years of service. Big up to Macadam. You know what I mean? No shared or nothing. But I say, yo, like Jada was supposed to be.
That was one of my favorite songs back in the day, you know, brother. I don't want that.
No, but Jada supposed to be the one, but yo, Jada too busy around, man. Like, me not understand what I'm going.
All right, then, bro, that is what you want to live for, my bro. You can't stop that. She's a very sexual being.
Then there's something I said, the woman, them mash up them own thing. Like, Spice can't go all the way. The Spice just have a limitation with us. Me don't know. She would have said the color or whatever still, but me don't know.
But there, she down my place, you know, brother. Sarah pop bum for the end. Like literally, bro, she was like, probably an hour away from me, you know, seeing me. I said, I want to never reach out to mama.
Yeah.
But me say, you know what happened? I like allow them in the car. Them women have a tendency to, you know, to feel like, say, oh, they're hype, you know.
Yeah, we know that's up there. Big up to the queen still. Big up to the queen, but.
She had a queen.
Yeah, she had a queen.
I
don't
know what I feel when that Spice look like the queen, too, you know.
A queen,
this
man.
Blue
but...
thing I used to share do with the royal blue and thing, and it work for her, too, you know, bro.
Yeah, but me never want to touch for that Spice topic, because me and the besties, them no good right now, too, you know, so, you know, say.
I like, yeah, Spice bestie, them no good.
Brother, I'm going to do a show where you answer tall up. Because tall up did that this Spice now. I say, all right. I can run out and just see what can go on with Tall Up and Spice. Me bomba, the whole bestie squad, them roll out all over Pink Wall and have me a drag me.
Yo.
Anyway, we didn't want to touch up on that. So big up to the queen. You see me? But Shensia. Yeah,
one queen, man. All right, so what you think? You hear the wow song with Shea Massacre on the album?
Bad. Bad, brother. But yo, like I said, yo,
she have a glass ceiling, brother. Spice have a glass ceiling. I don't know why.
Yo,
brother. Because her tongue too sharp.
Bro, I feel like.
How you know it's a Spice tongue sharp?
Brother, I feel like your age a beat are bad right now. It's a young people sport. And you see, like, say, even when a song, me don't want to say, really and truly, bro, you know how business go. The people want the young.
So age now beat Beanie?
The man, the time.
What you say?
No, we're Beanie right now. Nobody not listen to the current Beanie song. We take an old performance, but we're not going to hear listen out for a new Beanie drop. That are the thing. Age is a major factor. Right now, a vibe's
called. Age not beat killer. I must spend another killer with the trimmer there where I'm going.
That's what I say. Everybody, I try young up. Yo, that dancehall is the only genre I see. Yo, in a country and western, you can shrivel down and have walking stick. You still have a career. In a dancehall, brother, once you touch 40, it's over with. It's a rap. You see me? A cartel and the man, they really I try to defy the odds.
Yo. Which I doubt him can do it. And he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest. But I think he can do it. Dancehall is a young people sport.
A young people sport, definitely. All
right, right now, I get bookings. I'm turn down some of the booking them. Because guess what happened now? I'm not young like me used to, young brother. I can't play this week, Edmonton, next week, British Columbia, next week. I can't do that like one time. Dancehall, right now, a podcast might think the writer, sir, bro.
See? That's what I say, yo, as audience, as artists, are supposed to know for transition. So my time, bro.
But
transition
said,
to
bro,
being business mogul in the industry cause that we need. But some of them artists that prefer rubber on the ear die and go on a party same way when they could have be execs.
You see me? Leave the man them with the ear die. What wrong with you? Make killer get by your case. You know?
Yo, no shoes polished no left for Jamaica. That's straight. Everything the pop. No man, yo, the business need to change up star. And
yo,
when you can't have somebody like Shensia just up there, we assault some brother. Like
yeah, she not get the run or she forget.
Yeah.
So yes, so hold on. So yes, Shensia dropped the ball.
Shensia definitely, yo, she lost nice ass right now. I don't even know if she can get it back because she done with Jamaica too quick. She did. She should try to maintain Jamaica. Use fair producer them at Jamaica. Get some hit song at Jamaica and then bring it go foreign like with Sean Paul. Get busy and them tune there. Temperature and them tune there. A local
yeah, but
hit.
But on a Jamaica Sean Paul boss still. Remember saying no. Sean Paul bus in a New York scene, in a brother. A basement music, like what me usually play. A basement music bus, Sean Paul.
You know? What mean bus? Like, where are you talking about? Them man, I born up Jamaica long time and then...
No. All right, make we get back to real dancehall. Sean Paul first big song where we know, our generation know, was from Bookshelf with him. You remember that? You remember Bookshelf?
Yeah.
So we not suck it, keep it weird in him, man.
And a Bookshelf that,
Vegas man. Listen to me, Vegas, let me tell you. I see him at Vegas, I see him with him there.
Yeah, no. Me know a Bookshelf for your talk about, man. A big rhythm that, man. What is the Beanie Man, what are them on the bookshelf?
Beanie Man.
On the bookshelf. Yeah.
So listen to me, I tell you now. Nobody never wants, yo, admit it, man. Nobody never wants a Sean Paul to perform. No way at all. No time at Jamaica. Sean Paul performance hasn't changed.
He never at. But
you think, say, bro, listen to me.
Sean Paul was
he
on every
never ring. At no time at all. Nobody never wants a Sean Paul when they don't take up a role.
Sean Paul was top 10 still.
You're mad.
That means.
Jamaica turn them back on Sean Paul. If Sean Paul never get busy and it bust big, nobody then and give me the light, nobody then look upon him at Jamaica. Are the same way them usually do. Remember, so Shaggy got all Carolina and them something. Jamaica don't want to see him.
Yeah, we understand them get hotter, 10 times hotter when him bust a firing. But yo, the dog was on every juggling. Yo, every
Mr. Sean Paul, when Sean Paul have We Be Burning and Sean Paul got all fully loaded, the people don't want to see him.
Yeah, because we know all that vocal. Yo,
we kid them all. No, they don't want to see Sean Paul, brother.
I know they don't want to see. Because, yo, some would say Sean Paul is the rightful king of dancehall. You know? Some would say, you know what I mean? But based on the facts of the contribution to the genre, the levels where him take it, 1 billion.
Yeah, that's him or Shaggy same way.
Yo, you see me? And in the dialogue, the sound, him goes straight rap. Even though the rhythm might be hip-hop or pop, him always sound Jamaican. And which is something where kind of confusing. Because what is dancehall really? Is it patois or is it the rhythm? What make a song dancehall? Some would say.
It's a culmination of everything, man. Dancehall is culture. Dancehall is rhythm. Dancehall is vocals. Dancehall is music. Dancehall is delivery.
Mm.
You understand what I mean? I said, bro, dancehall is a lifestyle, you know? When I see color walk up in a massacre video, that is dancehall.
One color. Yeah, true. It's the whole man. Package, yo, but...
Listen, but bro. All
right. But when I see that is a dying farm right now. We don't see that no more.
Which dancer did they know, man? The last dancer that they give a theme, all a theme thing to TJ, man.
Damn.
All him can do a tour with TJ. He not get a dollar more than a little tour money, man. Madness, damn. Man.
Man, I do Gabby dancer. Dog. Big up to you, dancer.
Brother, Fox, brother. Gabby dancer rich. Yo, listen me. It's like what Bougie have the nice Benz.
Yeah.
When Bougie got the Benz dealership, I get better than should I see. You know what them GL63, the AMG.
Fox, but the bit, like I said, the business.
Gabidan not tell me nothing right now. Don't Gabidan have a market, so that me I tell you. Run the
fact. Because the business part locking it. Like if I'm gonna make a dance about my dance, you're gonna make a song about my dance.
Gabidan send TJ the inspiration.
Yeah.
Me the TJ paperwork. Tell you.
That's an automatic
ten. Then Mickey, you're the biggest song we have in your career. I you. I've made like a tour and a dance same way and a wind up and a kick foot. You're mad. How are you around with?
I'm back up dancer, man.
50% of everything I'm my own. Now around with. All of them are going about them are producer and them are reducer, them are producer, bro.
But who's supposed to do it? The artist them for fight for that or the dancer for five V1 rights.
It dance for make him know. See me.
Yeah, we say monster come out with the ball like baby. Monster when we do dance when him. We dance a monster make. Even not get a dollar from sitting there. From my boy Lali and some sitting. So it's like say, oh, we're supposed to blame Lali or the dancer.
Alright, that's it. Alright, let me tell you now. People not believing in themselves. Listen to me now, bro. I mean I can't have a bond Lali car. Frankie Music manage Lali. Frankie was the first man to believe in me as a writer.
Alright.
Frankie's man called me. I said, Dan Biggs, write that song. See me? So we can't have a bond Lali in our Frankie no matter what. You see like how he's a dated cartel fan?
All right.
And I think Frankie Music for you, Frankie. Me now born him out because Frankie I'm a teacher.
All right. So who you blame?
Really, already. All right. You ever read a book named Rich Dad, Poor Dad?
You know something, forget around to that one.
Robert Kiyosaki.
Yeah, I forget around to read that one.
That book that teach me nothing sorry for poor people, brother, because some man walk themselves in a poverty. You hear me say to you?
That meant that deep.
Walk themselves in a poverty, my bro. You see, if me get that opportunity there, where Gabby Dan get, DJ, here we go on. No disrespect. Sign for like a piece of paper, you're right. So you see me, you know, watch nothing, man. That's just a business.
It's just a business, dog.
DJ can't tell him anything now, my bro. DJ can say, yo, watch it. Every show me go pan, yeah, go pan. All along the song, you know how much money? You don't know how much money DJ make for the song, you know?
Yo, it's a tail as well. Yo, we're ready at 6:30. I'm all about puppy tail up to this day. So she don't make a dollar off of that. So, yo, I won't leave for that one behind the scenes.
Yeah, Marco. Well, all right, watch Anna. Pantapite. Plus Pantapite. Watch this. What she say? Yeah. My beat Sal. My eater. Plus, she not getting no money, Pantapite.
Double using.
Plus, she got inspiration for Puppy Tail, which is a hit song.
Double using. Double using.
So what she get out of it? What she get out of that deal? Now she give away herself, brother.
So you're not sorry for nobody.
We don't want to hear her mouth again.
Jaja.
Them a girl at Jamaica and romp with people. Them have to collect their money before anything. So why she collect something?
Yeah, me behavior that still.
Why no? Why no? Yeah, come say them a girl take it for that. When you're in the day, you never take it for that.
Damn. Yeah, made behavior.
Well, that's a fool. After Demarco done making money upon that now, you want to come on Demarco. Because Demarco war with somebody now. You want hype. You should have broke him foot from them time there.
You should have even talked about
it. Sending the picture where you have from when he have good book. Make him say, no, I can't mash up that thing now. I want 2 million.
That the extension.
Yeah, idiot. Demarco rich long time. Yeah, Demarco one of the first artists them with that brand new beamer. You should have tear him long time, Rene. You idiot.
Yeah, man, Demarco signed to all rated convict music. The man go all the way. Straight up. So
bro. You see, Demarco. Demarco is a musical. Alright. Remember one night I pull up the gas station, right? At UN then so.
Mm.
I tell them me and Chris Martin I roll. I pull up at the gas station. I saw one great Kingfish pull up. Me and Papa, me say, yo, sing a wood brother. I say, yo, Demarco man, I'm singing falling soldiers.
Mm.
Yeah, I say a lie. The fat youth, yeah? Sing fat. That tell the Demarco face about 4 or 5 different colors. Demarco car have one black bumper, one pink fender, one gray bonnet. You see me, Demarco, I go through it them time, they bro, I swear.
Yeah.
And me, I say, like, see now that youth, yeah? And then Demarco goes, see me, yeah? Every girl dream.
Yeah.
The fat youth just, and me say, boom, buck. Everywhere me go me play Demarco. About the fact Demarco where me a foot. Everywhere me go me play a Demarco song because yeah, I said that you're right. He might produce, he might build rhythm, he might play a keyboard, and he might fuck Rene 630. Yeah, my same.
So, I don't know. So, you feel like, say, Demarco get the low key in where I'm supposed to get. Because right now, we see my battle for life. Not even for life right now. He might take on trees.
Man, battle for life. Yeah, yes, see. The man killed one of the lyrical giant them in a dance hall.
So, it's a Shane or dead?
Sir, that's what I mean. So, God, Rene, are the baddest. Hey, let me tell you something. Shane was my artist. Because Shane was a par with the Yaxter. Yaxter, I'm a friend. You can't take up a phone and call Yaxter now. Listen me. And all them youth, they never want to start talking about them youth there with talent. Because Yaxter, yo, I swear. Yo, anyway.
So whisper. Nah, hold on. Whisper, you done put. You done say, yo, lyrical artist. You done mentioned Demarco as one of the lyrical artists them right now. He might go on good in the culture right now. I swear, he might bring back dancehall for a level. All right. But you just said we just don't give Demarco the look in when I'm supposed to get, because I would say him get all the flaws when we're supposed to get from long time. And I like
no,
say, yo.
Demarco and Serrani not get the flowers what them forget.
How come?
Them the big collab they were them produce. And the world in the same Jamaica, brother.
That's it, what do you mean? Them man they get the roses what I'm supposed to get, dog. And I like say, no, we know that's it, giant in this.
No, Serrani.
No, Serrani. Serrani, the individual accident.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because as we said,
all right.
Because Demarco feels slighted in the game right now, like them go around him.
But man, should not feel that way, there, bro.
Let's see it, so.
Demarco build some of the big. We said the driver rich. Demarco.
Yeah, but we always appreciate the craft. We appreciate the effort that Demarco put in the game. Good book, everything hit.
Whoa.
And I like say, yo, we go around the dogs on them.
All right. You see,
when
you
Demarco
know,
do right
you know
now.
Like?
Mm.
Because an artist have some like a personal thing in their life. More time, the Jamaican populace want beat them and them want discredit them. Remember when Killer have him like a thing with the Angel and him, what hammer this and that and where people want discredit Killer. You can't discredit Killer. Killer is an institution by himself walking.
Mm.
See? Demarco is one of the youth them where start artist and production artist lifestyle. Demarco teach some of them youth to say, yo, when you can sit down behind on the computer and become an artist. Am I lying?
That's a fact. But that's what I say, yo.
All right.
One out of that, before you even give you history part, what me assess still about Demarco is Demarco not understand the talent, not bring it all the way. It have to do with personality, him kind of complacent, him lay back, him in the media. Yo, controversy and mix up necessary to as artists. I saw people, yo, wouldn't hear nothing about Demarco at that time. We don't know nothing about Demarco. Zin, so
the man have a runway, bro. What you mean? The man have a runway.
Jaja. So that's what I say, yo, in production when put out, we get the grace we're supposed to get, but on the likes of having one at the front.
Them market do.
Them market to me right now seem like, say, him want to say, yo, him at the front runner in a dancehall base because I'm so talented, him build much rhythm for people, him write songs and him something there. You see me? So that's another reason why I see my clash everybody right now is the market versus everybody.
No,
because it feels slighted in the game. But me not look on it, so I'm laid back in the game. But no, him since social media is like right now, you know, in a later part of my career, I realize the importance of being the social person, which as an artist, you have to be.
DeMarco never have that social thing there from start still. And DeMarco always have a mystique about him. Because if you got DeMarco studio back in the day, you know, you could go in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This part DeMarco studio, there, you have Big Yard there, so Junior Reed, Q45, Fat Eyes. DeMarco studio, there, right in the middle, you know. You could have got DeMarco studio and just go in, you know.
Right. So that is that personal type?
DeMarco studio one day, man. I'm get up, I'm driving up there one day, man. I'm look, me see. My boy, they were compounding the man.
Oh, walk and talk. Walk and talk.
Walk and talk, Mr. Man. Walk and talk to my youth, man.
Legend. Big up a legend.
Yo, bro. Walk and talk to my youth still in there.
Big up a legend, man.
Let me get this shoe one day.
Yeah.
I can't get this shoe now. But listen to what I say, bro. DeMarco has always had that mystique to him. You know who have the mystique to him, too? When I really social?
Business signal. Yeah. So that match I have to tell you, bro. One time, you know, in the conversation. No, so that message that big. That's what I said. So when time we in a member you for including a certain in a, when time accolades time and we say, all right, trophy hand out. And we don't remember you. It's because you never stand out. We see the man could talk your mind from a long time, you know. So a long time you understand how to use the media and thing, you know, but someone more laid back than some, while killer does always in the media for something we him say. You see me every week.
Something him say Ardo.
Ardo. So I just a part of the game as a superstar, bro, you have to act accordingly. But it's not like saying nobody ever doubt the market talent still. But right now, when am I doing a dance hall? I'm a clash with everybody and then he run.
So you feel like you lose the clash with Shane?
By running out of a clash, you lose because when it reach
the battle,
man. Dan Biggs, when you reach to the arena.
You feel like say no. The clash?
We don't care about what you're doing in your studio, where you cut and paste and everything. We never see you on stage a battle yet. You see me? Him got boom Sundays or wherever the hell him got boom box and wherever and go on stage by himself. But
boom boom, guys, I used to always fly come them side to come do him
show. Oh, me answer Dan Biggs. When you stand up beside your opponent, right, and quick on your feet and counteract pan spot a whole different art form that we never see DeMarco do yet. So you can run and talk about
that's why me I tell you, DeMarco is a composer, my lad.
Then don't take up gladiator sport and then run out of the battlefield.
Like, so you say Shane no win then?
Me no go as far as say Shane no. Me say fully bad right now. Take it fully. Fully, bro, fully. You can't throw a white flag in it. You see, at this minute, yo, you see, when you come on to dance hall and the blood sport, when you.
Fully bad can't take, bro, listen me.
No. Me mind not fully
see,
bad. Fully
you see,
bad.
You see what y'all do?
Dan Biggs, listen what me
you
I say.
You see what y'all do? Y'all do like what teacher do, you know?
Dan Biggs, listen what me I say.
You see when my father and teacher clash a sting?
Yeah.
And everybody I say, yo, you should have seen what happened afterwards and before. No. Brother, nobody no see it.
Listen to me, so that master, Dan Biggs.
You see what teacher do? Teacher realized that I witness clash and them people in the seat, you know.
But Dan Biggs.
As him left his studio, boy run like a wounded dog. All right,
hold on. Give me 16. What may I say is this, bro. You can't have a big top promoter like Leng. I call my show and I say, bro, you know, from when me I try to reach DeMarco, where I try to book him for Sting, missing in action. It's a milk carton. I don't want to put the dog face on. For search and rescue. May I say, yo, where DeMarco there? Where I call him, phone him, not answer. Why? You go out and throw be a big stone and the man them opponent them ready. Coyote ready, Shane already, fully bad ready for clash, them sign and everything, book for Sting. I told you a Sting to you. Today I sting.
No, DeMarco.
So you go say DeMarco win clash? Or you that said DeMarco win clash?
Virtually online DeMarco win the clash.
No, virtually this no so like this.
Alright, hold on.
Let me just say this last thing, this last point.
Because you say you are 60, they take 19.
I chew. Alright. Last word, what I'm going to say is, you know, for the whole year, bro, with the online, you know, a battle, I try to get some clash for touch of ground. We got Cargo and Actian. We run off that on the internet. You see me? We swear so that I got some fest or whatever. Some fest, we know that was a dream. You see me? We finally get one clash, we actually connect online and go and touch of ground, which is Sting, which is the mark of them. And the man, I got to run from that, bro. That's not a good look for dancehall. Go through.
All right, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you. DeMarco is a businessman, my bro. DeMarco knows if him go on the ground, him go to dead on the ground. You know?
Yeah, but and him no worth 6 million.
But what learn, man?
DeMarco can't
winning,
get 6 million.
Winning on a battlefield we can't translate to currency don't really make sense, you know. Keep Richard one of the baddest artists them clash wise. And a clash make Keep Rich make money.
But DeMarco not done for lose. DeMarco is not a clash artist.
What do you mean by DeMarco not done for lose?
He not lose no reputation because he never have one in the first place, well, as a clash artist.
You're right.
Yeah, and I like him to lose. If DeMarco, the way I say, all right, Fully Bad is the man who sing Be a Bad Man song, so him is supposed to win. So I just say that.
Fully Bad need for go clash Coyote. Fully Bad need for go clash Coyote and step up them thing. Then them clash Shay, you know. Let me tell you how it goes.
But I will initiate the clash. DeMarco invite all
them. Yeah, man, but DeMarco, but why them want clash DeMarco and them not in a DeMarco commercial league?
Because the man sent out an invitation, you know, right? And then,
but them not ready.
No, but DeMarco got try to pull it off like say, oh, I just see that school him, you know. So him can't lose on at all based on that standpoint, you know. If say, all right. Him do Fully Bad a favor. So I just like, school him.
You know who and DeMarco? Cause you have to understand who and DeMarco you think should really have a toss up.
In a real perfect world right now, it wouldn't be Shane, because two different artists. DeMarco,
you know, that, may I tell you, so who you me feel like could have size up with DeMarco as a producer and artist in a one? Now wait for you to tell me.
The problem is not because a clash. You see, if it was a hit for hit, me da call up other people, but because it's a clash different, you know?
Bro, DeMarco step outside him character. I'm sure you say him is a true. Bro, being an artist, you have to be able to perform. Sometimes you have to take on a different persona. Bro, DeMarco is not a clash artist, you know?
Exactly. So don't come across.
Shayno is a clash artist, you know? Remember, say a long time Shayno a clash, you know?
Yeah, Shayno a clash from schoolboy days. And
so the man forward in a year zone and step on you in a year. Bro, me is a Shayno fan. And when I listen to Shayno clash song, me can't find. Fisa, Shayno connect. Shayno not connect yet, bro.
Shayno disappointed.
Shayno my artist.
Shayno disappointed me. I'm missing one of the reasons why.
Shayno disappointed me, bro. So DeMarco don't win already because you never, brother, you get the man for box down and box him down. What you do, Shayno?
Because I realize with Shayno, one of the reasons why theme thing stuck over the years and reach where it's supposed to reach. Because him too determined say I could just be one layer. You can't be one layer in a dancehall, bro. You can't tell me say I'm gonna go over here, so I use gimmicks and certain things and you can't inject certain gimmicks in a year song because you say you're a bad man artist. A gimmick skill, Shayno, a gimmick swing clash, brother. If you can't do gimmicks in a song, you know what I'm saying?
You hear the thing with Shayno, no? It's like Shayno going to a war and the mark fire a .62 rounds. And Shayno said, yo, no, man, a 9mm me used
to. Yeah, a pipe.
But now fire nothing but 9mm.
Very man, Jaffy, a rocket launcher.
Why are we there?
It's a rocket launcher. A rocket launcher.
DeMarco use what him have, which him understand how the camera work. DeMarco not fooling. DeMarco understand camera work. Him understand angles. Him understand, say, yo, listen me. Shayno nah go live no time at all.
Him use all of that.
Beat him on Instagram. DeMarco beat him on TikTok. DeMarco beat him online because Shayno is not the artist who got online. The last video went viral with Shayno, a Yaxta post him. When they must see Yaxta song. Shayno not post anything, the man. Shayno have a show up here next week, you know. Shayno have a show up here next week. Me can tell you that. Me and big up Big Links Promotion and big up One General and them man, the Edmonton side. They know the thing already. Dan Biggs represent Funo. But Shayno is a clash artist who don't understand that. Clash needs to be transferred into currency. And not everybody can do that, my bro. What DeMarco has done, DeMarco step out of realm, crush you, and just sit down and watch you now.
And run off. Nobody
and
left
run
to run off.
I know you. DeMarco give your ears as. You ever play B-word in the liquor youth yet?
Yeah, and run.
I eternal for the bro. DeMarco just run left him. And yeah. That go on.
Don't left for the running
part. Eternal for the blessing and bro. DeMarco just run left him.
But to me,
and leave him.
But to me, all the way him work for everything, we always remember saying run from the clash for the thing, they really count. That part that we can't live out the part that. We can't, because right now.
All right, so what are
right
you?
Now, no. Right now, Sting man, him could have been historic, you know. If you see DeMarco, I chop off three head one time, you know.
No, him couldn't do it. DeMarco not have the confidence, there, brother.
So that way, well, I'm glad you admit
him
it.
No, couldn't do it. DeMarco couldn't do it, no matter what him do.
I'm glad you admit
DeMarco.
It.
DeMarco. Nah, you're mad if him go over there go see Rene walk out on the stage and melt.
Yo, covered over there right now.
If him ever see Rene, I remember that. You must say, oh, when him go see Rene, that the tickers they walk out on the stage, but them are going to ball.
I remember saying, yo, Rene, all evidence, though. You know what, that leak, you know.
Hey, so, you know. Rene, all evidence, you have no way I do with them, yeah. Me.
Jaja.
This chat is locked.
Yo. Yeah, man, big up to DeMarco still. You see me, but don't double-double in a genre, brother. When it come out to clashing, we take that serious. with the like white flag and them stuff there.
But, the but give him them flowers still as a producer and them things. No, they mark as a real rounded artist, man.
Yeah, man.
And a fat boy to represent for the fat youth, them. They mark up bad.
Yeah, him surprised me, and I feel like him win over a whole heap of young crowd right now.
What you mean?
Yeah, man. And they mark a week, yo. They mark a they mark a month for December.
No. No, do that. Remember, so everybody who Demarco clash with bigger than him, don't do that. Everybody who Demarco clash with bigger than him, don't do that.
Yo.
No, me talk, but can you send me a massacre? Yo, me know what? Yo, left it alone, yeah, man.
All right, listen brother. Listen me, Wiz. That's true, yeah, talk.
Wiz, me don't want to talk about something. Listen me now, Wiz.
Got you.
You ask me if me feel like gatekeeper necessary, and me tell you, say, yes, they're necessary to some extent because they provide the necessary tools for propel the artist, them, right?
Got you.
Me gonna ask you, Wiz. And when you think about it, them old artists here were supposed to be mentors. You think them do them diligent? Them do diligent? You think them do them work with?
Nah, actually.
Man, Shaggy, Sean Paul, Killer, Sizzler, Capitan. Do you think these artists really pass on? Barry Samantha included. Do you think these artists pass on the button? With me, I talk from my art because I don't want nobody. Jump into the comment section. I feel like when I hurt my feelings, it cannot work. Me just say, Wiz, tell the truth. Where you feel, we're trying to save dancehall and reggae. You feel like them artists are really doing what I'm supposed to do?
None of them, actually. Mr. Sean Paul tried now the later part of my career with Chiching Ching.
You're mad. Chiching Ching, the done boss already.
Yeah, that means I say. Yeah, Sean Paul, it's an effort still. You see me? He have all some YouTube on him, Foreign Night and them, man, they has backup singer and them something. Which is far more than we can say for being a man. Overall, but for the grand scale, all of them drop a ball. All of them drop a ball right now. Them could have way more for the genre, way more for pull up more man still. When time them have a look in, when they hot like fire, red hot. We see Elephant Man did a try with Kippage when they're on the grand scale. But I know, all of them could have done better still.
Bro, may I say this? And may I say this with no apology? I am appalled to see where dancehall music is. And I'm not blaming me now, I'm blaming the younger generation them because them don't know my bro. Being a man, should I have a Zagazaw school? If you say you're going to have a Zagazaw band, it not include the drummer from Rough Cut. Or it not have staff as a keezy who you know say a Rough Cut. Have build a band, brother. Go down to Edna Manley, go pick out one of the good drummer them. Go down to Edna Manley, go pick out one of the good bassy them. I don't have NCU. And pick out some good artists, some good composer, and build them.
But so, we have a split justice, we lack that, bro.
All right, yo.
No, well, before you go to the soccer, we have a split justice. We see our quarter, ungrateful. Turn off for be ungrateful towards a popcorn. We see the effort of popcorn put towards. Yeah, we don't know about the payment behind the scenes, but me see, the man found some big stage and some places still.
Quarter done for, man.
But you said I look
at the... can't forget the answer. Last time I said, Quadra, should I buy one Tida? All right, brother. Yo, may I tell the truth, bro? Listen to me now, brother. Yo, listen to me now. You have very few artists out of Senton where we can say, yo, big up to Deep Jai.
Yeah.
Bad artist.
You're like a deep Jai response for your craft right now. Big up to Deep Jai.
Yeah, may I tell you, Deep Jai, them youth, them big up. Quadra, me don't want to draw down Deep Jai and the rest of you, them to Quadra, car. Quadra drop it clean, you know. Quadra drop a damn number. All right. Yeah, that will want it to wonder. Me can't hear back. Me not play for you, them man, you know.
Yeah. Even because.
And you know why? People don't want to hear you, my bro. You think me I gonna play your song and my people back with me? You just have a fat. Me can't run with.
Dog, I'm like an ungrateful thing about him still, where. Yo, even if it splits not right, brother, I see them man that bring you upon some on an O2 arena in some place, bro, where you for just use that on Hollywood, bro.
Wiz, remember say Popcorn, the man that said Popcorn are the most bad man artist in the business.
Yeah.
Papi, see Josh there, Papi try with him, when they really clash and him do him thing. Papi try with Valiant and Valiant, they sound like a mascot and see Valiant you know. So, if
me hear the run. Version, yo, him try with the most artist, all version me.
Hold on. Version, all right. You see Version, we just want to touch this quick and fast, car. We don't want to the whole thing, but listen. You see Version still?
Yeah.
Version the demons one of the greatest composer them in the name Birch. You know Birch? Christopher
Birch?
Yeah,
man. Birch, yeah, man.
So Version shouldn't even end up with Popcorn in the first place. You know why you run pop? I know it's a pop your problem, man.
But you can't go and rule and you sing song like me used to hungry and something, bro. Yeah, come on, bro.
You
you're good looking.
But
you're
good the hype, are the hype.
Yeah.
Remember say version of the song them, but version now live the lifestyle. Like I remember say him buy all two bins one at a time and I swear it like a work for him and he still never really, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that, this you know you're for conscious music.
Yeah. Some man for know their lane.
Man for know their lane. Version. What my boy name again? Short Rasta youth there.
Jamil there.
Jamil.
Yeah.
Nazim. All of them little artists there. On Ibama, my friend. Me love yeah. Ibama. You know how you produce Ibama song them.
Yeah, too? Yeah, Ibama dog, for real.
Bro, listen to me, bro. Yo, you know say, one of the times you say Ibama was gonna be bigger than Chronix.
Brother, jeez, dog. Yo, that come like a topic for itself, bro. But if you talk about some people actually drop a ball. I'm a friend in real life, I've been seeing, you know, say nothing but love, but dog, bro.
In diamonds, man, Sammy Wallaby Clarkson, Harry shirt, and Mimesh Marina.
Brother, as Linstead.
Ibama!
Yeah, as the whole way of Linstead, man, we know say a Linstead hit that dog. Like we say, yes, this was the moment. I was celebrity this.
Brother, when Ibama come out, I said, land of the me, I said, what?
What you mean?
Every son of foreign me, I said, yo, what I do? My boy, I'm a flat, Richie D, them, every man, yo, me. Jazzy, who wanna do? Play the Ibama Maria. You play the Ibama Maria. Play the Ibama Maria. Redemption song. Play. I mean, I call every man. So we'll get back to the reasoning. And we'll talk about the state of dancehall now and reggae music.
Yeah.
I go to a studio one day with yeah, Chris. I know so most of my musical experience are through Chris Martin.
Yeah.
And we go to a, and through Big Yard. And we go to a studio and we got Barry's studio. To check Barry's today. And Chris excited. Yo, Barry's. I say, yo, wanna come do something? Barry say, you wanna do it now, young singer? Wanna come board? And singer say, yeah, man, wanna come meet some song, man. Barry say, go back through the door. Barry say, go back through the door. Barry, I'm ashamed like, dog, what I will lap with little teal and go back through. Barry say, what you talking about? Barry say, brother, you make music. You don't make it song. You make music. People hit your song. And that's when I realized how important people are to music, how important people are to dancehall, how important people are to reggae. Barry Salmon put people first.
That farmer.
And Barry taught us that lesson that day. When we going to the studio, the brother will play bass, never ready yet. Barry said, "Una ramp, but they're not starting in bass if I would." The man believing I'm banned. I sure the man I show you a lesson for learning.
Missing part of the thing that the people are not having love feet. I feel like you have to start with the love, the real genuine love feet that we're willing to do it for free too.
Like, all right, now I'll tell you one more thing. Because you're the state of dancehall. You see, get up in the morning, work out, exercise. Them thing that important to artists. Now for them artists, I know that, you know.
Cardio, important, man. For the performance on stage, I'll do an hour set and no crack.
Necessary. When last you say which artist I can count upon for do a solid performance right now?
Honestly, Sean Paul, me that go to see him, you know, nothing change. Like sing out song from start to finish, no, just dash nothing. Sean Paul, me really see.
Well, yeah, the man. In the comment section, I'm a beat more there. I mean, I see nobody talk about doing ya. That means doing it now going good. I mean, I see somebody bring up Actian. That means Actian now going great.
Actian, I'm one of them too, for real.
But me, I tell you something. Performance wise, me not see nobody if you do it right now. You see, apart from Josh is still as a young youth. You see, even Valiant wants something to him performance.
Yeah, it's something else. Missing something. Yeah.
He need a oomph to him performance, bro. You see me? And I feel like that's one of the things they want to hold him back to. Because people need to remember you in my bro.
That is it.
Me not just come and talk for just be different or for try for just.
You know, myself.
A shock value, brother.
Myself is now when I'm no more entertainer no more. We need you have bro. To be an entertainer and it's a whole it's a technical skill. Me like being a man can fight go in front of a tough crowd and win them over.
Yo, that's a skill when, set. I tell us I acted at the last one. Remember when me I work at one place named Caribbean Estate as a property manager. Me over there I work and there was a gas station named Underrun. I'm a pull up at the gas station one day. God kill me. I swear so they said acting get the inspiration from acting. And my boy, in the gas station. And I see Octane going there and I'm going to buy a pack of boots and sitting. I mean, never forget that. Every time I pass a gas station, I'm here, stop a gas station full of pattern. Because we love the vibes. Bro, what me I try to say is that dancehall has shifted from a performance art to just an internet sensation kind of business. When I say TikTok, I have more views than credible dancehall artists.
Something, you know, there's a problem.
Valiant should have been or could have easily been the artist of the year.
Still is for me, still, but continue.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, we have to go back to that, but everything all right still. Got you. Yeah.
Valiant could have and should have easily been the artist of the year because, one, he's had the most growth for the year. You see me?
Yeah, start from zero for real.
It must start from zero, bro. And so Valiant should have easily been that. But the reason why Massacre do it, and Massacre time now, you have to understand, timing is very important. May not tell us Massacre going to be the man next year. May not tell us I'm going to be the man by April. But right now, he might be
Massacre. One Massacre.
One Massacre.
One Massacre.
One Massacre.
You feel like it's a good point for Locker for sure right here. Don't know a thing going on, man. If you rate the reasoning, you rate the vibe, make sure to subscribe. And keep it sucking mother to a minimum. One sucking mother per person, dog. Like last video.
Yeah, car. You see them a beat me wicked in the comment section. I'm going to say, yo. We see somebody say, yo, the fat boy in a red shirt. I say, I'm going to know me when I talk about. But we say, I get emotional. People say what they want to say.
That is it, you know. When I'm not nobody for their opinion, we actually can learn from it and even know what the master say. Because that we're really interested in them. I know, so we're going to have a follow-up for that podcast. Because a lot more could have been said on the topic and even explain ourselves better to explain why we believe who is king is king. You see me? Yeah. We have to go back to that topic for the next episode.
So we have to be in the eldest king because of my whole lamp on the crown.
Zaga. Yo, we want to go more in-depth with that king's up there, though. I really, too much different opinions that we have to come to a general consensus when it comes to that king's up there. I think too confusing right now.
Yo.
But yo, we'll have that for the next episode. But for real, we just want to talk about the state of dancehall a bit, you know? Let's talk dancehall away everything. Dan Biggs, what you want to say to them?
Yo, you know, I want to say two more things I want to say, bro, before we're done.
Yeah.
The infrastructure dancehall. People need to see dancehall as a business, bro. I mean, I said to the young artists, them say, yo, as a MC, so I select where the overseas and I put in the work. As a composer myself and I put in the work. I see where the younger artists them not believe in themselves, bro. I mean, I tell them, say, yo, believe in yourself, work on the song them, my bro. Which means, say, yo, you don't have to cut dub plate, you don't have to do promo tour, you don't have to exercise and get yourself ready for the show them, you don't have to be punctual, you don't have to be present, my lord, because you don't want to be seen because of the music, on the talent, not just propaganda. You understand? Because even though media is important, it is not everything, my bro, because we still account for the performance. You see what I'm saying? So me, I said to the younger one, them say, yo, me get it. Me understand, bro. We reach an age now where me can say, yo, to the Valiant them, youngster, the only part of the younger generation them, me can say to them, say, yo, we are hearing the music, but we are feeling our presence. You get
important.
Me?
Important. Yeah. Well said. Dan Biggs, definitely, you know, it was a pleasure, you know?
Yes,
definitely.
Sir.
So, people, until the next episode, just make sure to like, subscribe. You know what I mean? Press that little bell there and make sure you get the notification then when we send out a new episode. All right? Yeah, and drop in the comments. We see you in the comment section, people.
Martin. We're out.